Marzu the leader. Paoloni the outside. On Trippier coming home late as well. But Marzu's in front from Paoloni. Marzu, Paoloni, Marzu. Marzu's won the 10,000 from...
I'm sure there was plenty of red and white ties in the crowd there as Marzu took out the Duma 10,000, and the red and white colours of Triple Crown Syndications, proudly represented by Michael Ward, joins us this morning. Congratulations, Michael.
Yeah, thanks very much, Warren.
What was the mood like at Eagle Farm yesterday?
Look, outstanding. Obviously, it was there was a fair bit of pressure, as you know, leading into the race, obviously securing that deal, the two-year deal for the Everest during the week. And, you know, after the ink drawing on that, you really wanted to step out and put your best foot forward. And there were a few little question marks there with, the transfer of the race from Doomben over to Eagle Farm, and everybody knows that's a different type of surface. It was fantastic to see him cross the line and secure that win.
What's been some of the most important things in his evolution? I suppose he was relatively lightly raced when he started stringing these wins together, but early days, was he a horse that Peter and Paul Snowden were telling you he might have the potential to rise to this level?
Yeah, he always had a lot of talent, and it was just about harnessing that talent. So he wasn't a complete racehorse early, like most horses, and it was just about being patient with the horse. And I think we saw early on, when he debut, and then he went into the Pago Pago there as a two-year-old, one of the slipper lead-ups, and he put in a super performance, really bounced off that first-up win, and was probably, a little bit unlucky there on the day, finishing in third. And so we knew we really had something at that point in time, but then it was really just taking our time with him and trying, Peter and Paul, moulding the horse into what you're seeing today.
What's his backstory? A son of Morris out of Chatelaine. How did he arrive with your crew?
Yeah, so we picked him up at the English Classic Sale for $180,000. And I guess, the Japanese, it's well known that genetically, probably for the last 30-odd years or so, they've probably had the wood on Australian breeds for that sort of period of time. They've been working very diligently at it. And so, seeing Morris stand at Arrowfield Stud, he was on our radar. Just when we saw him there at the sales complex, and just struck us as a particularly athletic sort of horse, and we're keen to secure him. So we went for him, which was a fairly solid price for us at the time, and very happy to take him home.
Narrow margin. James McDonald had a look at the vision post race. Were there some nervous moments in the mounting yard waiting for James's decision whether he was going to press on with a protest or not?
Not really. I think the fireworks had gone off by that stage. It's a bit hard to reel yourself in, isn't it? So not a lot of thought given to that at that point in time. It was just all about celebrating.
We're going to have a chat to Pete Snowden later on this morning, but from your understanding, what does the short-term future hold for Marzu?
Yeah, as I mentioned there before with the Everest, assignment there in the spring, one has to be mindful of, it comes upon you very quickly, so... of course, there's always a temptation when you've got a horse, stringing a number of wins together to continue. But really, the time is to pull up stumps and head to the paddock now. And as it is, I think you'd only get probably a four-week break in the paddock before you'd need to come back in and start prepping him up again. So that's the way that he'll be heading, going out for a bit of a break at this point in time and make sure we have him in the best possible condition come the Everest.
Banner horses are so important for syndication companies, and you may well have been thinking you're never going to get another Red Zell, but hot on the heels of Red Zell to have a horse that's risen to the level of Marzu so early in his career, how does that feel?
Yeah, you've got to pinch yourself. It's quite incredible, really. Red Zell obviously took us to places that you only dream about, and to have another one just following in his footsteps and doing what he's doing, it's quite amazing.
Any overlap with the team involved in both horses?
There's not, no. It's a new group of owners that we've got into this horce, and that's terrific because, the more people that can, share those sort of experiences, the better. It's fantastic. As I said, after the Group 2 Arrowfield Sprint race, I said, strap yourself in and buckle up because we're in for one hell of a ride from here. I know what's ahead and for these owners, hopefully, fingers crossed, you never know with horses, but it should be a great time for all involved.
It's been very competitive sales season, particularly at the top end, and you're trying to shop around that middle price bracket. How have the recent sales been for Triple Crown?
Yeah, it's very competitive. As you say, it's the market's hot. The industry's firing on all cylinders at the moment, and definitely advantage the breeders at the moment. But as long as you do your work, there's always good horses at every sale. And you often get talk about Easter sales and so on, but there's good horses at every sale, and it's just a matter of doing your homework. And the higher the prices get, the more work you've got to do and to find and secure those horses.
How have you found filling the horses that you have been able to acquire? How competitive has that been?
Yeah, look, we've got a very loyal ownership base, and so we're very fortunate in that regard. And our horses do get sort of bought very quickly in the scheme of things. So typically we sell out by the end of June, and that's how we're tracking at this stage as well.
Loyal ownership base, but also a very loyal relationship between yourself and Peter and Paul Snowden. How did that develop to the strength of relationship that it is now?
Yeah, that was back in 2014, and I think Peter and Paul had just left Dali or Godolphin and set up on their own. And yeah, there were obviously a lot of syndicators who were trying to team up with them at that point in time. We were fortunate that they elected to go with us, and we've had a great relationship ever since. We're working very well together, and obviously, what they do in conditioning horses is as good as anybody. And then we've obviously got our role to play as well, and it just complements each other very well.
Revolutionary Miss, we saw down here running so well, a place getter in the Blue Diamond, and a filly who appears to have a bright future. She's also obviously with the Snowdens. What's the latest on her?
Yeah, she's spelled really well, and she's just returned to work. So she's just been back in work a couple of weeks, and so she'll come back into the stables very shortly now, and be aiming for those early spring races.
Any other names we should be jotting down in the red and white colours?
Oh, look, off the top of my head, look, there's a number of horses. A number of the young horses are really, putting their hand up at the moment, and without sort of singling anything out at the moment. I think, we're just across the board really happy with what they're all doing. And, it's a matter of who takes that step from, 2 to 3. And obviously you've got the ones that are already proven with Revolutionary Miss and so on. But it's I think I wouldn't be surprised if we see another one or two pop out of there as well.
Marzu securing a spot in the next two Everest. That must be something that takes a lot of pressure away from the ownership group, I suppose, knowing that you've got that spot secure. The Snowdens can just, aim the horse up at a grand final and pick out other races in between. I suppose it must be very comforting to know that you've got that spot secured.
Yeah, it is. It's a luxurious position to be in. And, we've done it, different ways in the past. With Red Zell, we had, his first one was secured, I think, at the beginning of September. And then we had subsequent years that were secured a few months prior. And it certainly is a luxury to lock that in early. A lot of work goes into it. I think people just, see the announcement and whatever, but really it's been a solid month's work, just to get to that situation where we can sort of exchange contracts and get that locked in. And it allows Peter and Paul now just to focus on, have one goal in mind, not having to prove the horse by any means to get that slot, and can just have him there peaking on the right day. And as we know, they're masters of that.
Sam Clipperton seems to have welded himself to the saddle. We know how much Kieran McAvoy enjoyed the ride with Red Zell. I think Kathy ended up mentioning that she wanted a bigger house if Red Zell won another Everest. How's Sammy feeling about the future?
Yeah, look, he's obviously very appreciative and thrilled to have the ride. And look, he's been riding in terrific form. We've made that comment internally, several times lately, that we've never seen Sam be riding better, forget what he's doing on Marzu, but just across the board, what he's doing with horses and giving them every chance. He's always had that sort of promise, and he's delivering on that at the moment. So, he's a terrific bloke, and, it's great to see him achieve what he's achieving.
Oh, he's going to enjoy the ride, no doubt, as are you, and the connections with Marzu. Thanks for joining us this morning, Michael, and good luck heading towards the Everest.
Yeah, thanks very much, Warren. All the best.